Blog Talk Radio.
Always look up, never give up, and you will reach your goals. You're important, you're more than enough. And here she is, your host for Rolling with the Diva, Sabrina Williams. Thank you.
Hey, this is Sylvie, host of the Queen Sylvie Show on the Fishbowl Radio Network. Check out the show every Tuesday from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Central Standard Time. You can hear me keep it real about everything while making a difference promoting comedy and other artistic talents from the Dallas-Fort Worth area and around the world. Don't miss the Queen Sylvie Show. Ahala.
On FishbowlRadioNetwork.com. Jump in.
Hey, from Las Vegas, Nevada. It's Sabrina, your host, Sabrina Deneen Williams. You know, we're here with Zion, my dog, and Bunny, my dog. They're great dogs. And they're going to be part of the show because you may hear them bark or something. But today we are talking about 86,400 seconds in a day. Tomorrow may not come. We only have 86,400 seconds a day. Are you busy? Do you take time for granted? Do you make excuses for always working or saying you're busy? The reason I'm doing this is because, you know, as I was sitting in church today, to be honest, I had not made a radio podcast for today, and I wasn't going to do one because I just was not. I couldn't find the right topic. So I'm sitting in church and just looking at things happen. The series is called It Happens, which you guys can put that together and figure it out. Really good sermon, but for some reason the concept of time hit me. And just listening to some of the things like with families and friends. So I decided tonight, why not just do a study on time? Okay, so we all view time in a different way. We're guaranteed that we're born, we have a time to be born, and we have a time to die. That's in Ecclesiastes 3. And, yeah, we die. We can't take anything with us. We can't, we just can't. But the bottom line is, what do we do with those 86,400 seconds in a day? You know, we get up, we get coffee, we go run to Starbucks, we take our kids to school, we travel to work. And in that time, are we managing our time correctly? Or are we just oblivious to everything? Okay, so I'm going to be honest. I think that there's, and this is just my theory, I'm not a psychologist or anything, but I think after being on the earth for 55 years, I think I've learned a couple of things. There's different type of people when it comes to time. There's those people that will give you everything, no matter if it meant them not sleeping, they would help you no matter what. Then there's those people who are, you know what, my time is the most valuable time in the world. I don't value anybody else's time. They may not say that to you, but the way that they act, they do. And those people I particularly call narcissistic people because it's all about them, even their time, because they'll tell you, well, my time is important, I'm busy, and they'll give you their title. And at the end of the day, it all doesn't matter because when you die, hey, you die. So your title doesn't matter to God. But before I finish that, let's pray and thank you, God, for the show. And may it help somebody who needs to understand time, whether they need to slow down, speed it up, or whether they just need to understand that their time is important versus somebody else's. All right. So, and I want to make sure that we all understand that time, your time versus somebody else's time is just as important. And don't let somebody tell you, well, you know, blah, blah, blah. And I just want to just say with that because I'm using the word blah, blah, blah. All right. So here we go. It's a joyful Sunday. And I pray for you today that that this podcast gives you a sense of why we need to stop being busy. God created time, but I feel confident in saying his time is not ours. What we might consider 10 minutes could be a day, a year, 100 days, 100 years, could be taking the time it takes to get from Jupiter. Hold on a second. Bunny stopped. So here's what what I found. I found a couple of articles that I like. One is on, it was a really great student who wrote this to me. I found this on the internet. Thank God for the internet. And then I found something by John Maxwell, which we'll close out with, which talks about the five positive habits of time that people have that really do value time. But I want you to know this before we start, because there's some people here who may not think that when I was talking about God, that you're worthy of God's. You're worthy of God's time all the time, anytime, wherever. Just say, hey, God, I need you, and he's there. You know, you have to understand, you're not here by yourself. You're here in a community of people who love you, but you're also loved by the Maker who took time to create you for special. You are special, and I just want to always say that, and you're more than enough. Okay, so we're going to get to the reading, and you know what? Here we're going to find it. But I just want to say happy birthday if there's anybody's birthday. Happy anniversary. I hope you're not at work working on the anniversary and you're taking time to appreciate your spouse or maybe your child's birthday. I know, what a perfect time to say that, huh? All right, here we go. Now, this article, as I said, it was from, it's called A Student, and it's from WordPress, and it's actually astudent.wordpress.com/2017. Let me see. I was trying to see if they didn't even have a, it was written January 12th, 2017, but there was no name on it. But it doesn't matter. I'm giving credit to that person because I'm not trying to steal other people's work because nobody got time for that. Get it? Ah! Okay. All right. Okay. Here we go. Okay. So my dogs, one thing is they laugh when they come to me when I make jokes and laugh. So here we go. 2 Peter 3:8 in the NIV says, but do not forget this one thing, dear friends. With the Lord, a day is like a thousand years, and a thousand years are like a day. This is a verse that it seems to me is not very well understood. Well, perhaps I'm not right, but I feel compelled to explain my view of it. This is their personal opinion, and I like people's personal opinions because it allows us to really get ourselves in thinking what I'm doing this podcast for, because I just want you guys to remember, especially with the holidays, people are going to be running around, and if they're not already at the mall, you know, checking for Black Friday or Cyber Monday and just really freaking themselves out since Halloween or before about, you know, October, November, December seem to be really stressful months. But you know what? Better listen to this. Oh, sorry, I lost the verse. As I examine the verse, it seems to me that God is saying that a thousand of man's years is like only a day in his time. He says from his angle, with the Lord, a day is like a thousand years, and then turns the same concept around and states the same thing from a man's point of view. A thousand years are like a day. Yeah, and I always tell my kids, they're like, I need it right now. And I always like, yeah, well, people in hell need ice water, and they're not going to get it. So, you know, wait for time. Okay. Sorry. Now, God does not say that one of his days is exactly a thousand of man's years. He plainly says like a thousand years. In other words, it seems to me that he is saying one of his days is a very long time when compared to our standard of time. And I'm going to, before I finish reading, one of the things I want to point out is that God came, John 3:16, gave his only begotten son to whoever loved him should not perish but have everlasting life. So, and there is in Revelations and other parts of the Bible where he says that he, you know, man has, gives the opportunity. So I believe, and there are, you know, scholars who believe that God, you know, when God's time is up for us, he will call us home, or when it's up for humanity itself, we will all see it. God says the same thing in Psalms 994, for a thousand years in your sight are like a day that has just gone by, or like a watch in a night. One can see that there's no standard set that man's time can be converted in God's time. Man's time is based on the sun and the moon, Genesis 1:14-18. Thank you for those people who are just now joining us. We are talking about 86,400 seconds in a day, and when your time is up, and how busy are you, and why you may need to slow down, speed up, or be in the middle somewhere. one can see that there is no standard. It seems to me that God's days are based on what he wants to accomplish and not on our set standard. So say for you guys, now I'm 55. Now God has been trying to teach me for God knows however, and only he knows, probably since I was probably born or I was in a womb, that I am an alpha. And that's good. Don't get me wrong. That's not what he's trying to teach me. But alphas tend to be very strong-willed. Some don't like authority, and some buck authority, and I'm probably the one who bucks authority and sometimes always feels she needs to express her opinion. So God has really been working on my heart with being an alpha who can actually be a beta. And that's a whole other show I can talk to you guys about. But basically, an alpha is just really strong, whereas a beta is not a weak person, but they're like, you know, okay, hey, I don't mind. No big deal. You know, move on. But what God has been teaching me, and he's really been showing me at church, because I really wanted to volunteer, not like, you know, actually, I wanted to be in a Bible study leader, but God's like, that's not where I want you. And I really do like working the different techno stuff at church. So God has me in a position where I'm working like the camera, I did sound or lighting. And to be honest, some of the sound and lighting was a little hard for me. And then Minister Dave suggested that I try the camera. So 2 weeks ago, I tried the camera, and the first thing I was like, oh, this is what I'm thinking. This is not going to work for me. I'm going to tell the lady it's in her email. No, I don't like this. You know, I'm just sitting here looking, you know, doing a couple things on the camera and blah, blah, blah. And I was just like, you know, but that was not a good attitude, especially being in church. And I just had to remind myself, we're in church, I'm serving God, and be open. So as I went through it, I was pretty good with it. And then one of the techs or somebody, a director or somebody said, you know, you're moving the screen, and it was just chaotic. And I was like, wow, okay. And then this week, back 2 weeks later, now I'm volunteering again, and this guy says, well, you need to move the screen. So afterwards, I was really, because I am an alpha, but I've really learned that I don't like confrontation. But also, you know what? I've learned between the difference of being quiet and humble, but learning when to speak up. So this time, God wanted me to speak up, and I'm like, really, God? So the pastor, Dave, he found me after church, and I was trying to run out before him, like I can run real fast, right, because of my knee. Anyway, I talked to him, and I don't like to talk sometimes to people, because when I'm really compassionate about what I believe in and not a crybaby, as some people like to put it, I cry because I'm very compassionate about what I'm doing. I take it very seriously. Even though they're not paying me, I take this seriously. So I talked to him, told him how I was feeling in a very nice way. We laughed, and it was just, and I told him why I felt that the position was good for me, because it's learning to deal with authority, but also learning to trust to have to trust other people, because I have a big thing with trust. So God has worked with me all my life for trusting people because of the different situations. My dad leaving me, things that's happened, people that's burned me, et cetera, et cetera. But this is teaching me to trust other people to help me, to teach me, but also being able to trust that they're not going to reject me because I speak up. And he was like, no, he loves it when people speak up. So that was just one of the things, that God's time. First notice that the 2 days had passed before God made the sun and the moon to govern man's days. Also, man was yet to be created. So even though the standard for man's days were created, without man, the days cannot be man's days. As you contemplate the days of creation, please notice that there is no night. The verses all say, and there was evening and there was morning. There's no mention of night. Light is a symbol of God. Where there is light, there is God. As I walk through the days of creation, it seems to me that man was made on the fifth day of the Old Testament, describes everything of its importance. And this is an article I'm reading. You guys check the verses for yourself. You can check up on this. If there's any disagreement, please, you know, let me know. But I felt it was like sort of kind of on take what I was talking about. Now, in Genesis 2:1 are prophecies about the future. We know this because Jesus said, my Father is always at his work, and this very day, and I am too working. If the days of the first chapter of Genesis were man's days, God would have entered his rest every 6 day and then came back to work on Sunday only to repeat the ritual. We know that God gives life and God takes it away. We will die. So don't take time for granted. I think if you listen to anything, don't take time for granted. Don't put off, apologizing to that person that you truly love for pride. Don't put off taking a family vacation because you want to get work one extra day or have overtime. Don't put off going to your kids' game because you're not promised tomorrow. You could die in a car accident. They could get hit. And I hate to be so cold, but that's truly what it is. I believe that we're in the seventh day. I think that the seventh day began when Jesus was born, Matthew 4:16, and this is his view. The people living in darkness have seen a great light, and on those living in the land of the shadow of death, a light has dawned. I think that was a description of the dawn of the seventh day. It is a different day, a day that everyone who wants light may have light. This was not possible before Jesus came. Okay, and then I'm skipping over some stuff. I could go on and on. The Jews were told not to work on the Sabbath, and we're told that works do not save us. They don't. The Jews were told to eat the bread from heaven, and we're told to eat communion. I will only confuse you if I attempt to tell you everything that I understood. I probably already confused most. By the way, if you understood the days of creation, Genesis, or God's time, then you can see the scientists are correct when they say the universe is a million years old or older. All right. I really believe that God created scientists because without all of the proof that they've given, it would be no proof of God. Because God has set this all up. That was a good article. Again, it was from astudent.press.com 2017. So, as we move along, and I actually am proud of myself because I did take the time, T-I-M-E, I'm really on this time thinking. I know if you guys, you can send me a note. Is that I have to take the time because sometimes when I do these radio broadcasts, I want to last minute it. Not because I don't care about you guys, what you guys do, but sometimes I think I'm so into it that I can wing it. But I stopped wanting to wing it because I want the message to be understood. I want people to understand that I care about them and that your time is important. And I don't want to waste time and I don't want to be just filling in the gaps for you. So as you can see, time is very different in our eyes versus God. Let's get to the real truth. Why do we use time as an excuse to avoid people, family? And let me tell you, we have earthly families and then we have those blood families that we're born with. And sometimes we want to avoid those blood families like the plague of Egypt, but we can't. And then we have people at work we want to avoid, or you want to stay at work because your home life is not very good and you don't. And maybe it's a money thing for you and you're at home because it's cheaper for you right now. So your time is spent a lot at work. But maybe if I could offer a suggestion, you don't have to go straight home. Maybe, and I did this. I used to work at Chick-fil-A when I was younger. And after I got off of Chick-fil-A, I didn't have a choice about this. So, and sometimes I didn't have the bus money and sometimes I didn't want to spend the bus money. But to be honest, I didn't want to get home early because I didn't want to deal with all the drama that was at home. And I knew that if the later I got home, that my mom usually would sleep after 9 o'clock because my mom was a single parent doing the best she could raising 6 children. I would have gave the 3 boys away. Okay, I'm just kidding. But anyway, so I took the time to just walk. I mean, walk. And that took me about 2 miles to get home. And then I'd stop here and there, rest. I am blessed. And I'm going to tell you, I'm blessed that nobody mugged me. Nobody tried to rape me or take me those times I was walking alone, but I just didn't want the drama. So maybe now with, say, you don't have to be at work so much, but maybe there's coffee shops in your area. If not a coffee shop, maybe a Denny's, an IHOP. Let me tell you, in Las Vegas, they have so many different coffee shops besides Starbucks. It's just ridiculous. But when I went to Albuquerque, Mexico, everything closed up at around 9 o'clock. So it's different in different places. So you have to, we sometimes have to remember that. I keep using the word time. It keeps popping up. I'm not trying to, but I think it's funny. All right. So I'm finding my little link. I lost it for a second there. Here we go. And I am checking the time because I don't want to lose anybody here on dashboard, or actually the studio, making sure that nobody's calling in. All right, we still have 10 minutes of live time left. And what that means is that it will still record, but the rest will be, it'll keep recording. Anyway, what was I saying? Oh, I think there's three different types of people for time, and I think I said this in the beginning. There's those people that think their time is the only time that's important. Those are those people who overly give their time, and then there's the people in the middle who can find a happy balance, and that's what we're going to talk about when we come back from playing a song, and we're going to talk about the five aspects of how people can really manage their time by Max Lucado. Hi, this is Rolling with Divas of Grand Wellness. I'm your host. And before we go on to our song, I wanted to remind everybody that 211 in any of the United States can offer services from domestic violence to food referrals to help with applications for WIC, for filling out for government aid, housing, HUD. Also, they can give you referrals for Catholic charities and other things. Also, where in your area you can find, say you have a senior who needs Meals on Wheels. There's so many different subsidies there. Or say you're a homeless person and you're maybe trying to get home, they may have an organization that can help you with that. There are many churches that can do that. One church that I can think of mine right now that comes to mind that does help a lot of people get back home during the holidays is Calvary Chapel, actually it's Las Vegas now. And they're on Oconada in Las Vegas, and they have a big Thanksgiving dinner. If you guys want a church that you don't want to say you're going to church, or a church that you're just tired, you want to just feel love, go to Vroom. That's the church that I go to, a church where people don't like church. But it's not about that. We don't sit up and claim about what we don't like. We literally have great messages. Thankful for the music, thankful for the pastor. Now, we are going to play a great song by the song is Jehovah. All right, Jehovah, I love songs. I love songs about God because it reminds us how much that he loves us, how he took the time to create us. We are all unique. That is just something I think is just fabulous. I love getting in the car, taking the afternoon, any given afternoon, because I love getting in the car and driving. I'm ridiculous about that. But I just like getting in the car, going to get a Starbucks, and yes, I'm in love with Starbucks. And I just think about the ways he created me and how he put the time in to create the most funniest, absolutely hilarious, bossy, diva, I like it my way or I'll kick you to the highway kind of girl. But he gave me his characteristics, and I'm happy with that. Because you know what? We're all made different. All right, now we're back, and I really like that song. And this is an article I found on success.com/John-C-Maxwell, 5 qualities of people who use time wisely. This was written June 2nd, 2015. Want to give credit. Okay. Time is precious. Ask the coach whose team is behind in the final seconds of a game, probably Dallas Cowboys, my team, but I just love them. Ask the air traffic controller in charge of scheduling takeoff and landing at the major airport. Ask the news reporter who just received a breaking story from the AP wire. Ask the cancer patient who just learned he only has 2 months left to live. Time management is an oxymoron. Time is beyond our control. And the clock keeps ticking regardless of how we lead our lives. Let me stop there. 86,400 days, 400 seconds in a day. If you don't take the time for what you're meant to do on earth, to be in your family, to be at your job, if you don't take the time to find what you really are living for, you're just living for nothing. And that's my opinion. I'm not putting you down. I'm not judging you. But time is critical. We take it for granted. Oh, I'll do this tomorrow. Oh, I'll do it. Yeah, I can do it later. But you know what? You may not get that time to tell your kid how special they are or how much you love them. And believe me, my teenager and my young adult son, that's 21, my teenager's 19, they both have been on my last nerve lately. But even when I'm upset with them, I take the time at the end, I tell them I love them, don't like what they do, because as young adults, they need to understand time is precious and you may not be given tomorrow. Time is beyond our control and the clock keeps ticking regardless of how we lead our lives. Priority management is the answer to maximizing the time we have. Our days are identical suitcases, all the same size, but some can pack more into them than others. No one has a magical ability to make time, but if our lives have direction, we can take the most of the moments we have given. And I'm going to tell you guys something. I've always worked all my life, and it wasn't until about 3 years ago, now it's been almost two and a half, where I've gotten taken down by God. He took the time, and I'm really appreciative. He took the time with a capital T-I-M-E, all capitals, to bring me down, to really have my legs and knee just not be able to take anymore and have me to sit down and realize and look at life, being in a rehab at one time for 6 months, being in a rehab for 3 months, one was for my hip, one was for my knee, and realizing that I'm always fast moving. Now that I'm looking for a new job and I'm getting better and healing, waiting for more surgery, I don't rush everything into a day. I maybe try to do 2 or 3 things and call it a day. And the days that I get overwhelmed and panicked and my anxiety is high is maybe I haven't gotten enough sleep, because we need sleep, that I haven't taken the time to eat, and I haven't taken time to have self-care. Okay, so let's start with the number one thing he talks about. They are purposeful. How do we maximize the precious minutes given to us each day? Learn and emulate the 5 characteristics of people who use time wisely. They are purposeful. people who use time wisely, spend it on activities that advance their overall purpose in life. We're not here just to work, to be a mom, to be a dad. We all have a purpose. By consistently channeling time and energy toward an overarching purpose, people can most fully realize their potential. And this is an article by John Maxwell. It's called John C. Maxwell, Five Qualities of People Who Use Time Wisely, and it could be found on success.com. I hate to say this, we're running out of time, so I got to speed it up a little bit because I talk a lot. Two, they are committed to values. And I'm going to be honest, when you're committed to your values in life, like, you know, your ethics, what you believe, how you treat other people, those go along with how you your time is purposeful. People who use time correctly underscore the values with the time they spend by acting in accordance with their belief. I believe in God, and I believe a lot of my time should be spent in church, around people I love, in Bible studies, and helping in my community. They find fulfillment. Failure to identify values leads to a rudderless existence where people drift through life, uncertain as to what they hold dear. Clarity of values is like a beacon of light guiding their way. Three, they are attuned to their strengths. We all have strengths. We all have weaknesses. That's why God created us all differently. I have a friend named Hope. She is one of the greatest Bible study leaders I know. Plus, on top of that, she has the gift of hospitality. And when I say gift of hospitality, the warm room is inviting with the warm fragrances. She always has these snacks that are set out so sweetly and nicely, always has something to drink. I don't have to get some hospitality. I'm like, go take yourself in the refrigerator and get some water. Bring your own water. And matter of fact, stop at Starbucks and get me something. But for me, now when it's time, like for time, my greatest strength for me is encouraging people and just listening to people. I'll give you the time of day for that all the time. If your skill level is 2, don't waste substantial time trying to improve because you're never likely to grow beyond a 4. However, if you're a 7 in the area, hone that skill because when you become a 9, you reach a rare level of expertise. As Jim Sedberg says, discover your uniqueness, then discipline yourself to develop it. You are blessed with a unique set of skills and talents. Find them, refine them, and let them carry you toward success. Before we go into the last two, I want to thank everybody for listening to Sabrina Williams on Rolling with the Diva. Your time is valuable. You could choose any station. We truly appreciate you. And I pray that you remember that Jeremiah 29:11 says, the prayer phrase from me, is that God knows the plans for you to give you a hope and a future and to prosper you. You're more than important. You're valuable. You're more than enough. You have gifts and talents. Don't let anybody tell you that. And I hope that you found that this message was enlightening. Number 4, there are choosers of happiness. I like joy because happiness can go and come, but joy is this acronym that I have memorized, Jesus, others, and yourself. By prioritizing relationships and recreation, nothing wrong with having fun. While choosing happiness may seem simple and obvious, far too many people are trying to prove themselves and validate their growth. These people chase after power and prestige, and along the way, their friendships wither, their families are ignored, they skip vacation after vacation, and in any success they earn is hollow and lonely, and a lonely achievement. And at the end of the day, when their time is up, how many people do you think will come to their funeral versus somebody who gave the time that was needed for their family, their friends? I'm just saying the truth. You don't have to like it. Family and friendships are two of the greatest facilitators of happiness and joy. Prioritizing time to cultivate relationships is a hallmark of a healthy leader. I want to take this to a biblical level for you. God created all of us in this world for community. As a Christian, and I know some people are religious, some people have higher powers, but we're all meaning to be here together to help other people. Of course, Zion would bark as I'm getting to the end. He was just taking his little moment to say, hey, I hear y'all, bark, bark, in his time. But you know what? As a Christian, I feel that we all have to take the time to invest in our community to make it better, because when you make those things better, you're creating a piece of happiness and joy in your section of the world, which will have a ripple effect on everything. We're wise to surround ourselves with family, friends, and fun. Number 5, and the last one, they are equippers. 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 People who use time properly equip others in order to compound their productivity. They realize the limitations of individual attainment. We're not here alone. We're not on a mountain. We're not here to, yes, money is great and life is great, but you have to remember, you, in order to get where you need to, you have to help people, bring them up, and they have to bring you up too. And they build teams to expand their impact. Equippers recognize that their legacies are carried on by people, not trophies. They pour themselves into the lives of others and watch the ripple effect of their leadership spread through those they have taught and mentored. Equippers seek significance over the long term. As much as we would like, we cannot find more time. It's a finite and constantly diminishing resource. We can learn to spend time wisely. Lord Jesus, thank you for this day. Thank you for giving me the time to talk to everybody and also letting us remember that when our time is up in earth, we can't redo. So do now. Take the time that you need to spend alone. And there's nothing wrong with being alone. It doesn't mean you're lonely. That's one of the greatest things about being single, because I can look at so many things, so many different ways, and do so many valuable things. And I'm just grateful that God gives me the time to be single. Let us use our time wisely and appropriately. Learn to say no with our time. Yes, no is a good word. And yes, when we feel that we is something that will benefit others, but at the same time benefit us. May you guys all have a great week, and we'll see you on Tuesday. Thank you for your time. Blessings. We are going to go out with a song because I can't tell you guys how much that I love music. Thank you again for listening to Ruling with Diva. You are more than enough. You are special. And you made my night by tuning in. All right, you know what, guys? I almost forgot, but I wanted to let you guys know I had got a sample of it's called Ritual, and it's the Ritual of DAO, your path to inner peace. Now, this sample that they sent me is brings peace and tranquility in your life. Bringing peace and tranquility in your life, that's the ritual. That's what it's called, the company. It's a night balm for your hands, and it's made with white lotus and Yi Ren, Y-I-Y-I-R-E-N. The stuff is fabulous. I'm going to be honest. I love sitting after I put it on, and I've turned on the light in my room, and I've been reading on weight loss and acupuncture. So I'll hold both of my fingers, I think it's the 1, 2, 3, the fourth finger, and then put my thumb over it and sit like that for a few minutes. Does it work? Yes, it actually does work. And I'm not making this story up, but this stuff is amazing in that it is so, and then I get my hands closer to me and it just smells so amazing. So let me read what they have, and you guys will see this when I post this radio show and their information. The Ritual of DAO, Dao, your path to inner peace. Dao is an ancient Chinese philosophy centered on achieving balance between yin and yang. You guys know yoga. This enables you to experience a harmonic flow where you'll feel that everything is perfect just as it is. I'm going to be honest. In those minutes and I'm smelling that before I go off to sleep and I'm thanking God, it really is. Simply take the time to slow down. And why does this fit in today of all days? I just went and got the box because they had sent me a thing and asked me, I think it was yesterday or the day before, had I tried it, and I had forgotten to post it. I'm going to be honest because, you know, I wasn't paying attention to my time, and allow a long, warm bath to help you find inner peace and tranquility into your life. Balance yourself with the fragrance of white lotus and Yi Ren. I hope I pronounced that. So Rituals, which is the name of the company, their philosophy is rituals help you slow down to find happiness in the smallest of things and our passion to turn everyday routines into more meaningful rituals. And I'm just going to say, guys, there could be nothing more or less that could not end the show so fabulously as to check out this company, Rituals. I love this sample they gave me. And it's not a small sample. It's, you know, it's a little medium-sized little sample, but it's wonderful. You don't need a lot. You can follow them on Instagram and Facebook at Rituals USA, Rituals USA, and you can find them at rituals.com. And I love it. I love the different herbs and everything that can go with your body. And that's it. You guys have a great week, and we'll see you on Tuesday.
Hello.